Let's pick up Gene in Hayward, California, and he's got a question about digestion. Are you there, Gene?
Yep, doctor, I'm here.
Okay.
I've been listening to you for months, so I've been putting some puzzle pieces together for my life, trying to figure out what's going on, and because I've been sick a lot of times. I've had pneumonia twice, chickenpox twice. Every winter I get a lot of colds. I had mono when I was about 14, lost a lot of weight, but my mom told me the story one time that I didn't even know, that when I was a little boy, I tripped on a cement floor, and I landed straight on my nose, she said, and I hit the floor so hard that some blood actually splattered up on the walls. And
mm-hmm.
So I think that that's been the problem with my digestion, because you talk about the nanobacteria.
Right. That's the interference field from the forehead to the pubic bone that is reflexing to stomach, sedating your normal stomach acid production, which is one of your major disinfection vehicles in the body. The body uses that HCl as an emergency digestive aid, and of course we use it all the time, so we wear it out very quickly because it wasn't engineered to do that. You were engineered for raw food, and then if you ate raw food and occasionally you got something bad or you got a cold or flu, the body could produce large amounts of HCl and disinfect you. But by eating cooked food all the time, you wear out the stomach's capacity to produce this HCl. And in your case, it happens real early because the nose injury has probably sedated the normal nerve and energy flow to the stomach. So what you can do right now, and you've probably figured this out already, is go on some stomach complex so that the stomach is now energetically strong. And how much do you weigh, Gene?
About 195.
Okay, and how old a man are you?
45.
Okay, so for you, we'd want maybe 2 stomach complex ST, and you'd do this before the meals, and you would just empty the capsules in a cup, fill the cup with water to high boil, stir it, cover it, steep it 10 minutes, drink it before you eat. And you're going to do that until you erase this interference field of the nose injury. And once you do that, you no longer need the stomach complex. Now, with this guy, you can take the HCl detox kit at the end of the meal and not feel sick or have indigestion or any weird reactions to it. And at your body weight, your age, and the length of time you've had it, I would probably use 6-HCl and 3-Activator at the end of meals. And this should give you great digestion and great capacity reserve so that your body will have the HCl it needs to deal with whatever is coming up. So that would be step one. Step two, I'd get on a little bit of Quantum Digest, because like 2 of those with the meal. And the reason is that the HCl is the stimulator or the signal to have digestive enzymes. So the fact it's been low for a long time, the pancreas has been loafing. So we're going to put them back to work. But in that task, we want to conserve its power and retrain it. So, like I say, the HCl and the activator, end of meals, digest with the meal, okay? And now you should be digesting the food really well, and this should reduce your risk for cold, flu, and everything else, okay?
All right.
And then what I would do is, you have silver fillings?
No, I don't. I have white composite ones.
Okay, and is that all you ever had, or did you at one time have silver fillings?
No, I never had silver fillings.
All right, that's a good thing. Now, the white ones, though, you know, are very soft. So they're Vickers hardness 30. Your tooth is Vickers hardness 300. So they're kind of the laughing stock of Europe because they're so inadequate. What you need to do to make sure that you don't end up with a lot of dead teeth with this type of a restoration is to make sure that every 6 months or so when your teeth are clean, that the hygienist does a caries dye staining to make sure they can find the ones that are leaking. And you certainly don't want to put in that junk again. You want to replace them with a low-fusing ceramic, okay? And this looks like white stuff, except it's bioidentical to your own tooth, and it's Vickers hardness 300 like your tooth. And when it's laser bonded in there, unless you get hit in the face or bite on a rock, it's usually good forever. My kind of a restoration. And it looks good, it feels good, it works good. So I'd be working on that to make sure that that's not setting the stage, because many of those may already be leaking, especially on the bite surfaces, okay? And so if you are in need of a dentist, if you're up in Hayward, California, it may be necessary to contact one of our QRA people, like Dr. Sharon Dittmer. I believe she has a dentist she works with up there, and you could probably get his name and get the low-fusing ceramics done as you need them, okay?
All right.
And don't forget, you've got to figure out how to do the mud pack. So at your age, you were probably vaccinated on your arm, right?
Yes, I was. I have a round spot there.
Okay, that's from the smallpox. So you're going to have to do your hands and feet two times each. Then you're going to have to do that vaccination. And what we do now is usually have you do it once and do the hand that it goes to two times again. Normally, it detoxes through the ring finger, okay? And so you do one of those, a mud pack with a circle up near the vaccination, and then a line all the way down about the width of your thumb down and including your ring finger. You'll get a written instruction on this.
Okay.
And then you do that once, repeat the hand twice so the hand does not blow off with all the junk that comes out, and then do it again. And now you should be ready to go up and do that nose. Okay, and if you go up and do the nose and you get a red rash, you know, you still got a blockage, you missed a scar or trauma between that site and the nearest downloads, which would be your hands. So be sure to take care of that so that this thing is finally terminated as an interference field that stops blocking the normal nerve and energy flow. And it may also have affected pituitary for you, which is a point that's just a little bit above the nose and deep through the sinus, on the other side of the sinus. So if it has done that, you'll gain two advantages. And if it has done that, you might feel a lot stronger and better by being on something called adaptogen. And you just typically take three of those at breakfast only. And I would do that for several months after you get this interference field cleared as well, so you're in the best of shape, okay?
Does the pituitary affect muscle gain?
Yes, because it's the master gland. It's the only one that runs 24 hours a day. It's the only guy that tells everybody else what to do. When you sleep, it's still going. And that's why a nose injury sometimes can be really a major issue in terms of control of the whole body metabolism. But adaptogen will balance it for a while. The problem is that over time, the interference field will overwhelm any nutrition. That's why you've got to erase the interference field. That's why it's got to be a top priority. Okay?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for your call. Bye now.